Hello, my name is Rob Ray from the Wealth Consulting Group here at UBS, and welcome to The 10 Spot, an approachable, unassuming podcast that explains various wealth management concepts in about 10 minutes. In this very first episode, we'll be discussing the difference between value and growth stocks. Now, odds are that you might have heard the terms value or growth mentioned in financial commentary, or maybe even by your financial advisor. Value and growth are two common buckets used when classifying the different stocks that you might find in a portfolio. Another way to explain the differences between these two types of stocks is to think about that old story of the tortoise and the hare. As an investor, you might be interested in hares, fast-growing and sometimes flashy companies, or maybe tortoises, companies that just plod along and are often underrated businesses. In a nutshell, this is the distinction between growth and value stocks. Now, oftentimes these terms are tossed around during economic transition or structural change when one might perform better than the other. So, what is a growth or a value stock, you might ask? When does each class of stock perform better than the other? Well, there's really no hard and fast definition of these two classes of stocks. And to make it a little more complicated, there are some overlaps. But broadly speaking, a value stock is a company with a relatively low valuation compared to some of its other peers and has low or slower sales growth. These are often more mature companies that have been around for a long time and have earned their market share and a place probably on most consumer shelves. Think of companies like banks or consumer staple companies, energy company. You know, these are companies that just stick around. You know, think about companies that make shampoo, right? Shampoo companies aren't going anywhere. They've been around for a long time and people are going to keep buying them. And the interest here is that the investor, while it might sound like an uninspiring business model, the investor is looking for qualities like reliability and maturity in the company, that eventually is going to win out. Now, within value companies, there are two little subcategories. Those are cyclical and defensive. Now, cyclical value companies do best when the economy is on an upswing, and you can often see this in specific sectors like energy, financials, and industrials. Defensive value companies are often sectors like pharmaceuticals, utilities, consumer staples. These are all types of businesses that usually stay pretty resilient even during an economic slowdown. Growth stocks, on the other hand, have a faster growth trajectory and are typically much more higher valued than their peers. These racy companies are more likely to be highly innovative and taking market share from incumbents or occupying lucrative niches within the market. One common analogy that I usually use to explain is that they're sort of like a locomotive, right? And they're just constantly shoveling every dollar they earn right back into the furnace to keep going faster and faster. These stocks abound in the broadly defined technology sector, including industries like software, internet services, e-commerce, and communication services. Growth stocks can also be found in the more dynamic parts of the healthcare industry, from biotech to life science tools. Now, having said this, the value in growth buckets are best viewed as aids to investor thinking. Many companies have elements of both value and growth, such as large established technology firms that nonetheless continue to innovate. So, what conditions favor each of these categories? Well, the performance of growth and value stocks tend to diverge most during periods of economic transition, like we've seen over the past year or two. However, for much of the past decade, a small group of technology or tech enablers like Apple, Alphabet, Facebook, Microsoft, and Amazon have all run ahead of the broader market, and in particular, traditional value stocks. Value stocks, meanwhile, can play catch-up or even overtake growth in periods of rapidly accelerating economic growth. Now, under these conditions, oil prices, for example, typically rebound from depressed levels, leading to rapid earnings growth for energy companies. Blah, 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 blah. What that means is that value versus growth can overtake, and one tends to outperform the other based on big macroeconomic trends. The easiest way to think about this is that if the economy is booming and things are growing, growth companies are usually going to lead the way. If things are slowing down and maybe volatility is picking back up, value companies are going to tend to outperform. It doesn't mean that they can't go down, but they might go down less. Now, going back to our tortoise and hare analogy, investors should keep this debate in perspective. A properly diversified portfolio should always include both categories of stocks, and many companies that don't easily fit into either box. What investors can do is to adjust their allocation to each around the edges as the market backdrop changes. For example, in a rising rate environment, which would present a headwind for many growth stocks, especially those where much of their value is derived from earnings far into the future, investors who fear a cooling off of economic conditions may think to skew their holdings more in favor of defensive value sectors, such as healthcare or consumer staples, things they'll just never stop seeing purchases. Spending on pharmaceuticals, for example, is relatively insulated from the ups and downs of economic cycles, and defensive sectors typically generate strong cash flows, so their valuations are less impacted by rising rates. Now, there are other things to consider in the comparison of growth and value, but hopefully you found the past 10 minutes or so insightful, and I've been able to answer at least a few questions that you might have had. As always, I sincerely appreciate you including the 10th spot in your playlist and sharing what you've learned with others. Please email me with any follow-up questions, suggestions, or topic requests for future episodes to robert.ray, R-A-Y, at ubs.com. Thank you for listening and have an awesome day.